Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
Every Wednesday morning, we have a very unique opportunity to connect with City Hall. Ellsworth City Manager Charlie Pierce is with us for this edition of City Scene. Charlie, welcome. It's been a busy time for you since you were last with us.
It has. It also, you know, I always know the season's changing when I come to Star 97.7, and it feels like last time it was a nice morning sunrise, and now it's pitch black.
Yeah. Welcome to our world. That's the daylight doesn't last very long in these parts.
No. And glad to be on, especially after a big city council meeting. I think we were up past midnight on Monday night. Really, really big meeting. I wanted to probably address a few things in each segment. I think the biggest one, I think, that was on citizens' minds and on council's mind has been the foreclosure and sale of 16 Fifth Street. I just want to give people a little background. I know I've talked about it on this show before, but, you know, in 2020, this is a property that was foreclosed upon for unpaid taxes or leaned upon, and then it was foreclosed in 2023. And the city council at the time, this is 2 years ago, had voted to sell the property and then keep the proceeds, which at the time the law allowed for that to happen. So this is in 2023. Later, after that ruling, a Supreme Court ruling actually said that can't happen, which I totally agree with. You shouldn't be keeping that kind of money. And honestly, if I was city manager at the time, I would have said, hey, that might be our rules here in the city of Ellsworth, but we can create new rules to return that funding. So earlier this year we started talking about it more, but really, you know, what can we do? There's some questions of you can't use public funds for a private purpose. You can't just say, hey, this is wrong. We need to.
Right, you just get a lot of people saying, write a check, and legally you can't.
No. So we've had a lot of legal opinions come in. We've done a lot of research. There's also a massive financial liability if you had to pay this out for decades. Some states in the country have now set up like tens of millions of dollars in trust fund accounts to help cities deal with this issue. So I couldn't open the city up to massive, you know, your tax dollars right here on this building. So, we think that liability is about $50,000 in the total aspect. I think we can return this. So the council authorized me last night to start beginning these negotiations. We haven't heard from the family this whole time on this issue. I really don't know a lot about that piece, but I have authorization from the council now to work with them directly to see if we can do some sort of settlement. And we have the legal guidance that on how to proceed forward. So hopefully that's going to come to fruition. I would note that, it's kind of felt like National or Ellsworth kick on a government employee in the shins month. Our public works employees have been harassed about this issue. There's been a lot of misinformation spread around that it was last month's city council meeting that took this property and didn't return the equity. Our city clerk has received threatening calls calling her a thief. I've received, a lot.
Oh, I bet. that's a problem with social media. People are so quick to bark without doing the research to find out what really, and most people don't know the background or the laws or the things you've got to follow.
Yeah, so the one good thing is I've kind of returned to going to church. I've been praying a lot on this, it's important to how can you respond with grace and empathy. I know this is a really important issue for people, but also how can we support, our government employees in the city of Ellsworth. This is a city council difference. And a lot of great people in the city council too. That's, this is a time and a process, and really am so thankful for my team to be able to come to a good conclusion here.
Well, like always, there's much more to the story, and there's much more to this city scene coming up next on Star 97.7.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
Ellsworth City Manager Charlie Pierce is with us. A busy edition of City Scene today. Charlie, I know you've got more on your mind you want to talk about.
Yeah, big city council meeting. I think it's on our website if folks want to see more. I also wanted to note on the 16 Fifth Street property, for those looking for more information, it's a very complicated issue. There's a great article in the Bangor Daily News, I believe today's print edition. I saw it pop yesterday, but really a long form article of all the back and forth over 5 years now on this issue. So highly recommend your listeners picking that up today. Another big thing for the city council meeting, we finalized the YMCA, Moore Center, Friends in Action, the Music Institute lease agreement for the Moore Center. The 10 years had concluded since the previous lease. It was sort of a complicated arrangement, but we've re-updated it. So every tenant is paying, what it costs the city to be in the building. And our Parks and Rec director led that effort. He's new, but he's crushing it.
He's really just, he's moving and grooving.
Yeah, Roddy Limbach. The city's very lucky to have him. And, so many of our employees were just so lucky to have. They're hardworking people. They're your neighbors. I'm sure there's a few friends out there as well. A lot of people went to high school with Roddy, I know. So that's glad to kind of have that done. There's still some room space rental. And also, we're going to be amping up kind of rentals of that building and the community space. We have a great conference room there, an amazing, beautiful auditorium. So how do we get more community rentals of those spaces as well? There was also a brief discussion, which we had a table. It was getting to the almost midnight on.
Wow.
Some potential to outsource certain functions of assessing in Ellsworth. And I know we've had a lot of discussions on that. Has the potential to save about $65,000 a year. And, you know, a reduction of potentially a few FTEs, full-time employees. You know, oftentimes I'm here talking about the need for news, like a new Parks and Rec director. But, you know, we've had some... you know, issues with getting the tax bills out on time over the last, I think, around 5 years now. But I should also say, you know, we're always looking to optimize service across City Hall. This is a piece that, you know, there's no change in service whatsoever. And it's also not about, like, there was a mistake in the valuations or any of those pieces. This is just about kind of getting those tax bills out on time. How do we do that better? And is there, you know, any kind of outsourcing functions in the private sector that could help? Help us do that in the future. So more, there'll probably be more council meetings, more workshops on that in the futures, but really no changes now. And if you have an issue with your assessment or your valuation, please see our assessment office. And if you're not getting the answers you need there, I oftentimes have these calls. I can't help change an assessment, but I'm happy to look into it more if you feel like your valuation wasn't fair.
Okay. Ellsworth City Manager Charlie Pierce, City Scene. Thank you, Charlie. Always great to see you.
Thank you.
And if you just tuned in and you thought, oh, I missed this, so you can always listen online. We're going to post this on a website at star977.com.